Welcome back, Rock Movers. This is season 6, and it is all about the boys. We've got some amazing guests, so if you're ready, let's start moving some rocks. Hey, Rock Movers, welcome back to season 6. As you know, this is all about how men are helping us move those rocks. And today's guest is my friend Daniel Anderson. He is the Purposeful Transformation Coach and someone who's dedicated to helping purpose-driven individuals shift from achievement without fulfillment to creating a legacy that truly matters, which, you know, something that we share all the time. It's so important to us to create that legacy. And he has created the Legacy Method. He empowers successful professionals to bridge the gap between their outer accomplishments and those deeper connections that they crave, redefining success to include balance, emotional presence, and alignment with those core values. So I know we're going to have a great conversation today, and I just want to welcome you to our show, to the Rock Mover community. Daniel, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you came to become a coach and to do this work of being a legacy maker.
I'm glad you asked. I came to become a coach because I knew throughout my life that I was meant for a lot more. Mm-hmm. Except I always ran into these rocks that you talk about, except they're more like the size of mountains.
I can relate to that too. Yeah. We all have mountain sized boulders that we feel like we want to move and they just won't move.
Growing up, I was, I'm the youngest of 8 kids, and I've always felt throughout my life that I, was invisible. Mm. And I always kept to myself, but I always thought that there had to be more to life than what I was experiencing. Mm-hmm. And what I was going through. I found myself settling for dead-end jobs and relationships that weren't good for me. Ended up marrying one of those relationships that wasn't good for me. And while we had have a beautiful son, her demons got the best of her, and unfortunately she passed away 10 years ago. Just one more little detour that I've had to take throughout my life.
That's a big rock to move.
I suffered physical and mental abuse as a child, both at home, at school, with bullies. And I always just kind of took it and, always felt myself blaming others for my problems. Until a couple years ago when I finally said to myself, enough is enough. I keep repeating these same patterns. There's got to be a common denominator, and it was me. Mm-hmm. So I started a spiritual journey, an awakening, and it's funny because I started doing that because as a hobby, I'm a paranormal investigator.
Okay.
And when I was younger, I had a lot of gifts. And I started looking more inside myself to try and reactivate the gifts that I had. Mm-hmm. And the road it took me down has been mind-blowing. The things that I've discovered, gifts that I had that I never knew I had. Like channeling the angelic realm, and it was through my channeling that I found my calling, because God basically told me, your purpose here on earth is to show people the pain that you've overcome, show people that it's possible to move these boulders out of your way or smash them to bits and to come out shining on the other side. And he said, the way you're going to do this is through becoming a coach. I had no idea what I was doing when I created the business. Basically, I was told through channeling that this is your purpose. This is what you need to do. Now go do it. Without any instructions. You know, I've always have been saying, I kind of feel like Noah.
Okay.
Except, you know, 550 years younger than him, in that he was told to build a giant boat and gather a flock, but he didn't have YouTube videos or even a blueprint on how to do it.
Yeah.
So it was just through blind faith. You know, I believe in God or the universe or source energy or whatever you want to call it. And I've, through channeling and talking to them, I found out that, you know, we are all God's chosen. Some of us seem to be more so than others. And it's up to us to really embrace our role in helping other people to overcome their limitations, their beliefs, things that have been ingrained in them, because nothing in this world is anything except for what we make of it. So if we, you know, I love this quote by Dr. Dyer, you know, if you change the way you look at things you look at change.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that, because once I started embracing my spiritual side, the more I grew, the more I started using affirmations and gratitude. While my life isn't perfect, it sure is a lot better than it was 3 years ago.
Wow. Well, what a remarkable story. And I love that your purpose came from this discovery of, like, finding yourself and then now doing that on purpose. And of course, the legacy comes from that. That makes so much sense. So, looking back at your own healing journey, what do you know now that you wish you would have known when you were getting started and that you now teach others through your coaching and through how you serve?
Everything that happens to us in life starts from your mindset.
Mm.
So if you think that everything bad is happening to you, and that's what you truly believe, that's going to be what manifests in life.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at things like these rocks as opportunities or lessons, and start looking at how life happens for you and not to you, then, you know, like I said, I blamed everything on everybody except myself. And why is this happening to me? Instead of saying, what lessons can I learn here? Or, you know, the old, when is this all going to change? Haven't I learned enough lessons? It's like I signed up for a plan of hardship lessons and struggles instead of the, how do I want to put it? The abundance plan.
Yeah. I can definitely relate to some of that. You know, well-meaning people will tell you, you know, God never puts on you more than you can stand. And it's like, well, geez, how strong does he think I am? And how much is it going to take for me to learn whatever it is I need to learn so I can quit going through the lessons? Until we see that There's so much more to what we're going through than just learning. Oftentimes, these are the things that we're, as you said, manifesting, we're causing to come to us just by the sheer fact that that's what we're focused on. Now, one of the things that I've learned from reading about you, is that forgiveness is a huge part of your journey. How do you feel that has played into your coaching as well? And how do you help others to come to a place where they can accept and receive forgiveness for themselves and then offer it to others?
It's actually an entire module of my legacy method. Forgiveness is something that we have to do no matter how much somebody else hurt us. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with letting the other person off the hook. It is getting them out of your head so you can have your peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is all about self-love and self-healing. And I teach people throughout this module that forgiveness is key, because you can't be whole if somebody else is living in your head. Really, the only opinion that matters is our Creator's opinion of us. And everything else is more on the other person than it is to us. So, you know, to forgive.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I think it's easier to say that than it is to do it, right?
Well, so it absolutely is.
So for someone that's sitting there with unforgiveness, or they're really struggling to let go of a wrong that's a legitimate wrong, right? Someone abused them in their past as a child, let's say. What would be the first place that you would say, if they were going through your coaching, where would they start in that process of forgiveness?
I have an exercise in there, and mm-hmm. it's something that I've done myself. Believe me, I've been wronged by a lot of people. And what I teach is to write down everything that made you angry about that person, you know, mm-hmm. what they did to you. And then you say underneath what you wrote, I love you. I forgive you. I let you go. And the key to this is repetition. It may seem like a lot and mm-hmm. overkill, but I suggest you do it between 50 and 70 times. Because as you write it, it's going to be very difficult, especially to write the words, I love you.
Yeah.
And as you go, it'll get easier. And if it doesn't, you just go back and do it some more.
Yeah.
And then you just read it over and over again. Because mm-hmm. it's very easy to rewire your brain into forgiveness. But it's easier to live in the anger and the hate.
Sure, yeah.
Because that's how we were conditioned.
Right, yeah. One thing that I've found super helpful, and this may be something that you do at another time with your clients, is when I look at something that has been a true negative experience, whether it was trauma or abuse or just something that was painful, maybe it was a mistake I made. I look at what that taught me. And that's kind of the premise of the Rock Movers, right? We look at this thing that could be seen as a trauma, heavy, hard, that we could carry around. And in order to release it, in order to let that go and accept the forgiveness and offer forgiveness, I have found that finding out how it benefited me, how it helped me become this person is my first step to being able to then let it go. So when I can see that that trauma happened, that abuse happened, or that person wronged me, but this is what I learned because of that situation, or this is who I've become, or what it taught me, whatever it is, found a positive, then I can say, okay, now I can forgive you because I can see how it benefited me and how it was meant to happen to get me to where I can see things from a new light or be this different person in this space. Because for me as an adult, just seeing that these things happened and being able to let them go was really, really difficult for me. But when I was like, oh, okay, all of these things had to happen for me to be the coach that I am, for me to be the mom that I am, for me to be the wife and the person who can love with such unconditional love, I had to be abandoned as a child. I had to be orphaned to be this person today, because now I have tremendous empathy because of what I've gone through. So then I can offer, now I can offer forgiveness, and I don't even have to work at it, right? I can just see how, like, there's nothing to forgive now. This is exactly what had to happen. So I don't know if that might be helpful for anyone listening to help you move into that place where you can offer forgiveness or branch into a space where you can begin to forgive others that have hurt you. But when you can see that that had to happen, or it was necessary for you to go through that to get to a place where you can forgive, maybe that would help you to move into this next place. So just something, a little exercise that I've gone through, and that's been really helpful for me and many of the people I've coached.
I agree with you 100%. We do have to, really, you have to start by forgiving yourself.
Yeah.
As well.
Which I know sounds kind of silly, like just to say like, oh, I was a child, why do I need to forgive? But honestly, you've held on to that feeling into your adulthood. And oftentimes it's forgiving yourself, because sometimes you blame yourself as a kid or in those situations. Right. And it's like you were just doing the best you could with what you had, what you knew at that time. And it's forgiveness, self-forgiveness is so key. You're so right. It's really the cornerstone of what can come next, is to be able to relinquish yourself of the obligation of carrying the burden any further.
You just made a great point too. It's when you said, you know, we did the best we could with what we had to work with. If you look at it by that perspective, so did the people that hurt you.
Absolutely. And hurt people. And we know that sometimes this is just generations upon generations of being taught, this is how we survive. We just do this and we do this and we do this. And it's just now part of our DNA. And this is how we function, even if it's not really a healthy way.
I didn't realize until fairly recently that my mom, who was a very strict, because she had to be, she had eight children, and with my father always working, she had to do it alone.
Yeah.
And she had an even worse upbringing than how we used to perceive ours.
Sure.
And once I found that out, you know, I do a lot of coaching with my mom still, not even trying to. She'll call and we'll talk. And then these old wounds keep coming up of I should have been better as a mom and this and that. And I tell her all the time, Mom, you did the best you could with what you had. This was all you knew. You were overwhelmed. We forgive you. And look at how we all turned out.
Wow, what a gift that you can give back to your parents, especially when we can just see them as humans, faulty, broken humans who are trying to do the best they can, and oftentimes with very little resourced abilities, you know, not being taught healthy ways to manage the pain and trauma they've gone through. So you have your legacy method and the program that you've created, and you're getting transformational results in that with your clients. What is one step that you would love to share with, other than what we just went through, about forgiveness, but one step that you'd love to just give an insight to someone to give them an idea of what they could expect in working with you through that method?
The one thing I would like to talk about actually is the, besides the power of forgiveness, mm-hmm. is the ability to take responsibility.
And it's responsibility for what? Meaning
everything that happens in our lives, mm-hmm. we are ultimately responsible for.
Mm.
And I know that sounds harsh.
No, but I think you're 100% spot on. So responsibility for our own choices and how we react.
Everything in our life, yeah. Because if you pass the blame, you're also passing your power to that other person.
100%.
By learning to accept responsibility for everything that's gone on, mm-hmm. and understanding that life happens for us, that's a big bit of a difficulty for a lot of people, too. I know it was for me.
Yeah.
But when I started my spiritual journey, I dove in and went right to the deep end. I felt like I didn't have enough time in my life to mess around and take in things slowly.
Yeah.
I tend
burn in daylight. That's what I keep telling my husband. We're burning daylight. We've got to get this mastered.
And that's how my spiritual journey's been. It's funny because, okay, what I do when I channel, I mm-hmm. use, I don't know if you can see this. It's a
identity guides. Uh-huh.
And I have rows of pendulums behind me, and I use this. This is the gift that I've got that I had no idea I had. And basically I can take anything that dangles and it starts talking to me. And as they talk to me, I hear it in my head. And I actually wrote a book partially through messages that I've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Working on another one. It's similar to automatic writing, except I've got, I guess, a crutch to lean on. But anyway, back to the question.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to take responsibility for everything in our life returns our power to us, and it helps us to see everything better and more clear. When you realize that things happen to you or for you, not to you, it changes the polarity of the situation. I always wished I knew why my mom treated me the way she did, why people always told me that I was never going to amount to anything, that if I had a brain, I'd be dangerous. These are words that I heard really often, and it became the narrative in my head. And it's hard to shut that voice up, but it's possible. My inner a-hole, as I like to call him, would scream at the top of his lungs 24/7. It's a wonder I was ever able to get anything done. And then I started meditation, the affirmations, the gratitude, and watching a lot of Abraham Hicks videos and Dr. Wayne Dyer videos and all sorts of other spiritual gurus and teachers. And they all say the same thing. You acknowledge the thought. You don't pay it any other mind after that, because you have to be a casual observer. And the person that does the observing is the one that can't be the one doing the thinking. And what I've also learned through my journey is that anything that makes us feel bad doesn't come from our creator. Therefore, it's a lie. So it all ties into responsibility in that. When you know that, like I said, you get your power back. And that's, it gives you your power back, your peace of mind, reduces your stress, and just allows you to be. And that's one of the main things we're here to do is just be and grow and learn, quite frankly, to love.
So for someone that's hearing this and they're like, wow, okay, I want to learn more about this. This guy has gone through so many things that I've gone through, or I can really resonate with this. What is the best way for someone to get connected to you?
They can reach out to me on school. The
Well, we'll make sure
address.
there's links, but what is your
Yeah.
favorite? Is that through school your favorite method, or is there social media or email? What's your best way of connecting?
I would say either email, if they want, more information like on my journey and things, either school or YouTube. But if they want to reach out and just talk to me and find out more, they can reach me via email. And that's daniel@coachdanielanderson.com. Made it pretty simple.
Good. We like simple. We'll make sure that those are in the show notes, and they can follow you, they can get connected, they can learn from you over on school, and then I think you also mentioned that you had some ebooks that you had available as well, so they can
Yes.
reach out and get connected to learn more from you through the ebooks. So,
Yeah, and there's actually links with the ebooks for the school community too, so.
Okay, fabulous. Well, so many ways that they can learn from you, and obviously, going through something and then having that person who's gone through that like you teach you, just how to get through the next couple steps is always such a better way, because when we go through something to have somebody that's been there, done that, we can move through things so much faster, quicker, which is why coaching is so imperative. I think everybody deserves to have a coach. I have a couple of them, for different things, one for business, one for personal. Have someone that coaches me on health. So there's so many ways that a coach can benefit you and improve your life. So please, if you resonated with this today, please reach out and get connected to support so that you can move through these times of life so much faster. Because in 2025, we know there's going to be a lot changing. In energetically in the world, politically in the world, financially in the world, there's so much going on. And so things are not going to feel the same way they did in 2020, 2024. Just life is different. So reach out, get support to help you go through these changes, to elevate and escalate and be available for whatever's coming for you next. And Daniel, I just want to thank you for being available and for doing the work that you do, for taking your traumas and turning them into this beautiful gift of your coaching transformational program. We need you in this world doing this work. So thank you for that.
My mission to heal the world. It's kind of a grand way to put it, but one of the things that I was told when I was given this responsibility is that, I'm supposed to change the world, and the best way to do that is one person at a time.
Well, each of us changing one, each one reaching one, begins that ripple effect and that energetic exchange, and that is felt all around the world right now. I think that's what we're feeling. So it's making a difference. And we just appreciate you so much. So, Rock Movers, as we always say, Life's going to happen. We know that it will, but we also know that we don't have to go through this alone. We have each other, and you can keep moving rocks one rock at a time with support. Just know that you're loved.
Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did, and I hope that you got something super valuable. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there. And I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.